far from the battlefield, but commentator and chef Mark Tashman says the stress of a restaurant kitchen should be enough to keep anyone from becoming a professional chef.
It's the middle of summer, and you're baking a cake for a party of 40 people. As you begin, close all of the windows in your house or apartment and turn off the air conditioning. The hotter you can make your kitchen, the more realistic this exercise will be. Next, pick out the music you find most distasteful and blast it at high volume. Make sure that the music does not stop during the course of this test. Invite 3 good friends, 2 acquaintances, and 1 or 2 people you really don't like to work side by side with you. If your kitchen is large enough to accommodate that many people, you're lucky. If not, welcome to the majority of professional kitchens. Prepare your cake and put it in the oven. About halfway through baking, discover that someone has increased the oven temperature from 350 to 450 degrees. Soak your oven mitts with water and attempt to remove your charred cake from the oven. Yes, steam is rising from your gloves, and yes, it really hurts. But there seems to be an unwritten rule in professional kitchens that all oven mitts become permanently waterlogged. Fortunately, you planned ahead and already cleared counter space for your cake, so you won't burn your hands too badly. Uh-oh, someone put a pot there. Scramble to find a new spot for your blistering hot pan. Prepare the cake a second time. Finally, your cake is ready to serve with an hour to spare. Now, have someone call to tell you that the party has been increased from 40 to 60 people. Repeat these tasks daily for at least 1 week. If at the end of 7 days you are still enthused about a professional cooking career, please give me a call. I'll need help as I contemplate pursuing a career as a food critic. Now that sounds like fun.
The comments of Mark Tashman, pastry chef at the 411 West Italian Cafe in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.